Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Hong Kong, 1972. Prabhupada speaks. Prabhupada. Radha Krishna bolo bolo. Bolo re sovai. Ishika diya sabna diya. Pitche nitse gauranitai. So, Radha Krishna bol bol bolo re sobai ishikadiya. This is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the composer of this song, says that you get out of all kinds of danger if you simply take to chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Radha Krishna bolo sangi chalo. Please cooperate with me. Lord Chaitanya says, please cooperate with me, Lord Chaitanya says, and chant Hare Krishna. E matra bhika. I am asking only this. I am begging. So our mission is also like that. We are asking people without any argument or political purpose. Simply we are asking that you chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Wherever we are opening our branches, our only business is requesting people to chant Hare Krishna or Radha Krishna. We don't want anything else. We simply wish to spread the Hare Krishna mantra because people are being washed away by illusion. They're being washed away and always in trouble. Kacho habu dhubo bai jeev Krishna das e vishwas karle to arduko nai. But if you try to understand that your position is eternal servitude to Krishna, then all your troubles are over. So, you are all here, Prabhupada said. I think you should open a very nice center for preaching this gospel. And we have no discrimination. We accept anyone because we do not see the outward body. Just as a gentleman is not interested with the outward dress, he is interested with the person he talks to. Similarly, we are interested to see every person as spirit soul. Pandita Samadarshana. Pandita means learned, Samadarshana. Vidyavanaya Sampane, Brahmani Gavi Hastini, Shuni Chaiva Swapakecha, Pandita Samadarshana. One who is actually learned, he sees everyone equally. Either he is a very learned scholar, or he's a dog, or a chandala, or an elephant. So how the learned scholar and dog could be seen on an equal level? Not that the dog and the learned scholar are equal, but seeing them equally means to see the spirit soul within the body. That is true vision. Outwardly, by the body, one is a learned scholar, and another one is a dog. That is outwardly. But inwardly, everyone is spirit soul, Brahman. That is called Brahmadarsana. So if people are taught this philosophy, then all these distinctions and creations of different kinds of problems, the Chinese or the communists, the Americans or capitalists, and so many differences we have created, they will all end. The problem now is fight coming from competition. There is enmity. There's enviousness, all due to ignorance, or in one word, it is due to lack of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have taken this path for social improvement in human society. Let us cooperate. Here's my comment. Prabhupada was speaking to our congregation, Chinese and Indians, who were to varying degrees interested in Krishna consciousness. He knew that in order to cooperate and spread Krishna consciousness, they would have to remove the ignorance of bodily identification through Krishna conscious realization. Next, Prabhupada's encouragement. Prabhupada said, so this is a nice place. You have decorated it nicely. Everything is nice so far this little place is concerned. How many rooms you have got? I said, this is it. Prabhupada, only one room? Bhujan, and this little room in the back, Prabhupada. That's very natural. It is costly here. My comment. Prabhupada noticed our simple living facility, which we had decorated to the best of our ability, and he encouraged us. Education, the key to the future. Prabhupada. But these children and their parents are also very much interested. So I think you should have a very nice institution here to train the children in this country. And after their education, they may take to any line of livelihood. That doesn't matter, but the foundation. Just like in our Vedic system, first of all, brahmachari. Even Krishna, God himself, although he knows everything, but just to teach us, he also became a brahmachari in the Gurukul. Lord Ramachandra, he also accepted a guru, Vasishta. That is our Vedic system. Anybody may be anything, but the process is tad vigyanartam sa gurum eva bigachet. In order to learn the value of life, spiritual value of life, one must go to a guru. My comment. Prabhupada saw the seed of Krishna consciousness in the children of Hong Kong and thus provided a vision that would allow that seed to grow and blossom. A universal principle. Srila Prabhupada continued. Everyone, similarly, everyone has to hear either from Krishna or from his bona fide representative. That is, Srotriyam. The result will be that after becoming a student of such bona fide guru, one will be firmly fixed up in God consciousness. That is the result. Firmly fixed up. Now these boys and girls from foreign countries, 3 or 4 years ago, they did not know Krishna. But now they are so perfectly devotees of Krishna that no one can deviate them. My comment, a warning to us all. Hearing attentively and submissively from our bona fide spiritual master firmly fixes a devotee in spiritual life. Acting against this principle is dangerous. The secret of success. If somebody says, you give up this Krishna consciousness and take something else. Now, here is Shyamasundara. His father is a very, very rich man. He is always canvassing Shyamasundara. You are my only son. You come, do business. You take millions of dollars, whatever you like. But he is not going. There are many like that. They cannot give up Krishna consciousness. And you know our Jagatarini, wife of Bodhidan? She was a theatrical girl and earning millions of dollars. But she has given up everything. She is a nice girl, educated and qualified, but she is satisfied. I asked her to go and marry Bodhidan. She never saw him and did not know what kind of husband she would be accepting, but simply on my word, she came from Los Angeles and got married. The only consideration is how to please Krishna and his representative. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Bhakti is just like a creeper, and the seed of that creeper can be obtained by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. That is Vedic injunction. Yasya Devi Parabhaktiya Yata Devi Tata Guru Tasyate Katita Yarta Prakashante Mahatmana. The Vedic knowledge becomes revealed to a person who has unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru. That is the system. This is the system. My comment. Years ago in Los Angeles, a devotee asked me how long I had been married. When I said 21 years, his jaw dropped. He replied, to the same person. It is perhaps amazing that my wife and I have been married for so long, because as in most marriages, ours has weathered rough periods. When young devotees ask for a success formula for a Krishna conscious marriage, I usually suggest they marry someone they respect and that they view their commitment to their marriage as direct service to their spiritual master. Obviously, being deeply satisfied in one's own Krishna consciousness helps. These principles, along with Krishna's mercy and more than a pinch of good luck, have helped me maintain my marriage in Prabhupada's service. Prabhupada's original point was that children need to hear from a guru, but then he expanded this point to make it relevant to the entire audience. Everyone needs a guru. In Prabhupada's preaching, he would often speak about elements of self-sacrifice in his disciples, as he did with Shyamasundara and Jagatarini. His disciples were living examples of the philosophy. Okay, we'll end here. Hare Krishna.